TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio the way it should be heard.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR Production, its ownership, management, or staff.
We've got the power. It's Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Listen. Them bones, them dry bones. Do you know where I'm going with this? I'm going to tell you with laughter and love for you. Because I know there's times when you've noticed that your body is making sounds it didn't make when you were 20. And along with that wonderful silver hair that you've acquired, you notice that you ache a little bit or it doesn't take much to send you there looking for that pill or that something that'll make you feel better. Well, you know, the boomers, baby boomers, you know, we want to feel good all the time. So I invited some new friends to come to the table and share not only their insights, but also share with you their wisdom and their ability to help you feel better. So with us at the table is Dr. Scott Goslin and Dr. Doug Endel. You know, I knew, guys, I knew I was going to do that with one of you. I just, you know, which one? So here we go. The noises that you haven't heard before. So these guys are good. I want them to tell you their story, all right? Why they're doing what they're doing, why they decided to do what they're doing, and how they can help us feel better. Who wants to go first? Go ahead.
I'll go first.
Okay, tell them who you are, because they are probably getting themselves. Oh, slow down, girlfriend. I'm excited. Anybody make you feel good? I'm there. Listen, while they are getting something cold or warm to drink, and maybe their notepads for the information you're going to share, tell them about you and what you do and why you do what you do.
So my name is Dr. Scott Goslin. I'm a chiropractor on the west side of Columbus. And
now, Columbus being Columbus, Ohio?
Correct, Columbus, Ohio.
Could have been Georgia.
Yep.
On my mind. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you.
And basically, because I think a lot of people don't even know what chiropractic is. And so just to start with that, there's a lot of definitions that could be applied to that. But basically, we help in a natural way without drugs or surgery to align the body and help it function optimally. And that's maybe a simplified definition, but there's a lot goes into that. So I chose to get into chiropractic because of, well, my upbringing, I suppose. I was raised in a fairly natural home, and we did not go to the doctor for every time we had an ache or a pain. We kind of dealt with it, and we went to our chiropractor, who helped make sure that our body was functioning as well as it should. So I wasn't raised in the generation that's now, the pill generation, I think.
Yes.
Everything's solved with a pill. So I got involved with sports and was injured in sports, and when I went to see my chiropractor at that time, he helped me get through those sports-related injuries, and I was better for it, performance-wise, and I just found that I healed better and performed better than what I would without that. So that's kind of how I got involved. We just celebrated our 5-year anniversary at our office. So,
okay, I hear you. So you sound, well, let me just ask you, what's your age? For real?
I'm 31.
baby. But you came across the same way that I did. We didn't have access to physicians. We didn't need them, according to my parents, because they had natural things that they used to just make sure you were all right. For instance, baking soda and peroxide, and that kept your teeth clean and healthy. Mm-hmm. So we didn't run to a dentist until you broke a tooth or something was really, really wrong, right? So aches and pains, they had things. I'll tell you guys, my grandmother in Jackson, Mississippi, literally cured a series, and I'm saying a series because they hit me in series, wasps stung my neck. I went out to feed the mule. Yes, I did. I said I went out to feed the mule. And they didn't like it because I got so close. And rather than take me to a doctor, because she lived in the country, she just reached into a can and pulled out some cured tobacco and said, baby, it's going to be all right. And something between her warm hands and that cure and then my mindset that it was going to be all right, I stopped crying. And I have no scars from all the wasp stings that happen, because you can get to be the horrors. So I know what you're talking about. Now, what about you? Get up close so we can hear your voice.
Okay. My name is Doug Endel, and I practice over in Westerville, Ohio, mm-hmm. which is just northeast of Columbus. And very similar to Dr. Scott here, I would get my behind kicked on Friday night on the football field and then go into my chiropractor Saturday morning, who would then fix me up so I could do it all over again the next week. So sports definitely played a pretty major role in getting me involved with chiropractic and kind of the lifestyle that me and my family are living right now. You know, track, football, those were the main kind of driving forces for seeing a chiropractor. And now that I'm a chiropractor, you know, I get to help people in that arena. But it's also opened up my eyes to, you know, the larger, I guess, facet of things that we can help with, you know, besides sports injuries. But that's kind of the main thing that got me interested in chiropractic. I ran track for the University of Cincinnati, and I started out actually in engineering. And I
really?
Yeah, I wasn't gonna be a chiropractor. And then, you know, the more anatomy classes I took, the more I loved the body and what it was capable of doing. And so I kind of switched over, and I actually met Dr. Scott here in chiropractic school, and we've been great friends since then.
I see there's a team here, but you know what? They can't team up on me. It ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. Well, here's the thing I'm most interested in. Among the many things we talked about prior to inviting you here to be with us at the table is I am intrigued by the Creator's genius when it comes to the human body. And there are many times over, and I will tell you a little history of me real quick, every single one of you, 34 years in the medical field, in life support and all of that. So I had an opportunity to see everything firsthand, literally life and death, and what it would take to fix someone and get them back, or fix someone that had a broken something or other. And of course, the pills, the drips, all the surgeries, the therapies, all that stuff was available to everyone who needed it. But my interest is behind the eyes of the Creator. What was He thinking when He put our bodies together, and what was intended? So when I meet somebody who says, well, we don't use drugs and we don't use this and that, and I'm like, yeah, I want to know more about that, because somewhere within that is the key to healing. And my interest on my show at this time is always about healing or prevention of injury. And that sounds like you guys. That's why I invited you here. So, and I always tell everyone, I love my white lab coat friends, because in their proper place, they are wonderful. They've gone to school for 1,000 years to tell you to lose weight because it's messing with your back, you know. And if you don't, I've got a little something for you to help you out. But give me a second here, because I do want to tell you about someone else. I want to tell you about the Satin Doll. Now, this is another form of healing as far as I'm concerned. The Satin Doll uses music to examine the state of modern society. The Satin Doll is a specialist in decoding the state of America through music. Broadcast live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, that's another form of medicine. We can talk about it later. Right now, what I would like for you to do is let's talk about the structure of the body, just different pieces and parts, because I'm sure you work on all kinds of parts. And then we'll get to more, deeper, and how chiropractic practices work and get results. How about that? So let's get behind the eyes of the Creator, where there are bones and tendons and connective tissues and blood flow and nutrition. And he created these bodies so we could be here. And since the bones was the first thing to come up, you know, what is it about the bones that you would like everyone to know? For real. For real. What would you like them to know?
Actually, it's a lot of times not even about the bones. That's what I think chiropractic a lot of times gets pegged into a bone.
Everybody says, so why do you think I bought up the bones?
You know, I've got this problem with my bones.
Right.
And, you know, you were talking about, you know, the Creator and how that plays into it. And in our office, we've got a big sign that says, the power that made the body heals the body.
That's nice.
Exactly. And as chiropractors, we work with the bones, but a lot of times we're not concerned with the bones. We want to make sure that, you know, there's no break in the bones, that we're not going to hurt the bones.
Right.
But we use the bones to actually work with a lot of other structures and functions in the body. The most important one is the nervous system, because that is the powerhouse, the control system. That is what's going to connect the brain to every cell in the body. And so we use the bones to impact the nervous system. So it's about the bones, but it's really not about the bones.
Well, you guys have a bad rap. It's not really a bad rap, but it's the wrong one, isn't it?
Sure.
To talk about. See, that's why I did that. Now I'm telling you, because it's kind of like this: if you ask a child what they want, and they say, "I don't know," and you say, you tell them the most yucky, nasty thing in the world, "I don't want that," and then it will propel them to come on and say, "Well, this is what I really want." What you're telling us here at the table is that even though we associate you with the bones, it's really the nerves that you're most successful with getting things done. Look at big business and all the things they do to get on our nerves. For real. So by the time we come and see you, we're toast.
Your nerves are shot.
Stick a fork in me, I'm done. Okay, so talk me through it. I'll give you an example, and then you talk me through it. And anyone who wants to join us, 1-877-932-9766. You call us and you talk with Doug, and you talk with Dr. Scott, so that they can answer your questions for you. Let's get to those nerves. I'm straight to the nerves, man. Bypass ligaments, bypass tendons, and get to the nerves. What's the deal? I'll give you my scenario. I have a broken bone that has healed. Okay. It's surrounded now with horrible tendonitis. Keeps me from wearing my high heel shoes. I'm not happy. Bones are healed. So where do we go from here? What would you tell me when I come to your office? What would I expect to do?
I think it depends on which bone we're talking about. I mean, if it's in the ankle, we would handle that differently than if it's if you have a lumbar, low back fracture in your actual spine. But
I tell you what, let's use the back then, because okay, there's a lot of people suffering with back issues, a need to be supported,
yep,
you know, lack of support.
And so that can interfere with a lot more than just wearing your shoes. You know, that could be the least of your problems.
Although that is something we see a lot, is women who
I want to know about the high heel shoes, because women
wear
the
high
heel
shoes.
That's right. I'll do anything but give up my 3-inch heels.
You know what? You're talking to a sister who will not give up her 3-inch heels. However, I will tell you this in self-defense. Before the ankle was broken and the tendonitis has set in and all of the above, I wore comfortable shoes. I did not wear something that was forced. If it hurt, I don't wear it. I don't pay no money for shoes that hurt my feet. So let's do this. Let's use the spine. It's a complicated piece of equipment. Every somebody has one, whether they, never mind, I ain't going there. You know what? Libby will go there. So let's just use the spine, okay? Because whenever I see the information on TV, you know, it's always about the spine. All right, somebody has a disc out of place or two discs out of place.
Okay.
Let's start with that. 3 and 4. Let's do L3 and 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, and this depends on which office you go to, even, you know, between Dr. Doug and myself, there are differences in philosophy, and that's what makes it hard. A great or poor experience with a chiropractor, you can stereotype, and there are a lot of different practices out there for chiropractic. So Dr. Doug happens to work a lot with the neck only for one of his techniques, a Blair technique. And there are some offices who only work with one bone of the neck. There are some offices who work with only the neck and the tailbone. There are some offices
who
do full
spine. How do you go from neck to tailbone? I'm just messing with you again. That's a good question.
It is a good question. There are so many different techniques. You really cannot judge one chiropractor and compare him to another person based on the experience you've had with one individual, because there are so many different techniques out there now. But the key is, I think, finding the one that fits for you. And, you know, something out there, I think, there is something for everyone, literally. You have to find the one that resonates best with your situation and what's going on. So, you know, for a low back, just because a person has a low back injury does not mean that an upper cervical or an upper neck technique will not help them. My dad has low back issues, and he happens to respond very well to working with his neck for low back pain.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on, you know, how the nervous system, like what Dr. Doug was saying, how the nervous system is responding to that inappropriate body mechanic. But I think in general, most offices that a person would go to with an injured low back, you would have to rule out a disc injury. So either using x-rays or MRIs that have been already done, or obtaining updated ones, or doing one for the first time to see what is actually going on, so it's not a guessing game. Learning about how it's affecting a person, learning about what their functional capability is by doing a thorough exam. That's important in setting the foundation of information of where you're going to go with that person.
So with either one of you, and you both, I'd love it to hear from both of you, when a person comes to you with a problem, do they normally have, will they have gone to a physician and had those x-rays done, the MRIs, and all those other tests before they come to you, or is that something that you work with them, or do you talk to their physician? How does that work? Does it depend on the person as well?
Yes.
Yes?
To all the above.
Okay. Because, I mean, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody else here at the table may not have seen it.
Absolutely. A lot of people may not know that chiropractors are considered primary care. So you don't have to go see your medical doctor before going in to see a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we may be the first line of defense for someone, especially, you know, referrals. You know, if we get a referral in, somebody that's already been into the practice, they
right.
know how the practice works, they can kind of get an idea of what to expect. On the other side of things, there's a big gap. We tend to see people, you know, and immediately when they were injured,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they have a family member, a friend that comes into the office. The other side of it is, you know, they've been to everyone else besides a chiropractor.
Yes.
And
it's
why
a last
not,
resort.
Absolutely. Why not give chiropractic a try as well? So depending on where they're at, in that model or in that system, depends on kind of how we would start out and what we would need from them. But as Dr. Scott was saying, no matter where someone comes in, we are really focusing on a couple of key spots in the spine. So, and that is going to be different for everybody. But, you know, as if we were to lay you down right now and start,
mm-hmm.
you know, looking at your spine,
right.
there's going to be a lot of areas that probably aren't moving as well as they should. So instead of going in and adjusting and working on all those areas, we try to focus on one or two key spots that's going to make the biggest difference, you know, in the nervous system, and especially what your goals are.
Well, what I want to say to you is this. I want you to hold your thought, because right this minute, TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio and the home of Brother K, educating to liberate on Conversate in the AM. Get your lucky number at 11:11 a.m. Monday and Friday. Now stay right there. Chiropractors with good hands get results. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hey there, my name is Athena, and I have some exciting news I would like to share with you about our ministry. And yes, it's happening right here in the city of Columbus at Kingdom Power Baptist Church, where you're cordially invited to attend our worship service. Are you looking for a ministry where you can grow? Do you desire to be a part of a church family where you're not just a number? Do you yearn to exercise your spiritual gifts in the body of Christ? Whether you are a seeker or steeped in the faith, Kingdom Power is for you. We are currently worshiping every Sunday at 1980 West Broad Street, the ODOT Building Auditorium. Worship begins at 11:30 a.m. Our pastor is the Reverend Quentin Lamar Respress I. Come all in anticipation of a blessing and a breakthrough. It's happening at 1980 West Broad Street, the ODOT Building Auditorium. At 11:30 a.m., 1980 West Broad Street, the ODOT Building Auditorium. Worship begins at 11:30 a.m.
Do you need to advertise your business or product? What better way to reach your audience than with the oldest form of media that can't be turned off? Outdoor advertising. Matrix Media Services specializes in getting your message seen on billboards, on buses, on movie screens, and more. Need assistance with market research or help developing your media strategy? Talk to the experts at Matrix Media Services, who will help you cut through the clutter. Call us at 1-800-589-6674, 1-800-589-6674, or visit www.matrixmediaservices.com.
All right, I've gone through all the tracks. Just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So getting into college, I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I'm Tammy. I got your lucky number, heard exclusively on Conversate in the AM at 11:11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. Make sure you tune in for your lucky number. Punch in talktainmentradio.com and click on Listen Live and listen for your lucky number.
We've got the power.
Talktainmentradio.com. The world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And with us at the table is Dr. Scott Gosselin and Dr. Doug Endel. They are chiropractors. And you know something? They know a little something about your body. We talked a little bit about the spine and some conversation. However, we want to get to some meat and potatoes right now, because the questions will be there for you to be to either ask, or you can answer them when they have a comment. You can answer that comment. Call us at 1-877-932-9766 and give us your insights on, again, looking at the body through the Creator's eyes. Now, there's something that came up. I'm going to tell you about it real quick before we move on. Sometimes people come to these physicians when it's too late, when the damages are too far gone. Or, you know, you're at your wit's end and you're just hurting and you just want to stop hurting. Now, I'm going to tell you, they have wonderful magic hands, I call them. Techniques, they call them. But if you don't allow yourself to be afraid to try something different, especially if it's going to work. You know, on This Is Libby, we do try things that are different. Any of you got those dandelion greens yet and put them in your salad and knock down your blood pressure? That's what I'm talking about. So what I want to do now is continue our conversation having to do with those nerves, which is the real connection for healing in this particular process. And I also want to talk about the fears, fitness, medications, and all of the above. So I had given Dr. Doug and Dr. Scott a suggestion about the back, and they say it depends upon the way you've been injured and all the scenario that goes with it. Everybody's different, so one-on-one is pretty much the way it is. And a lot of the patients have already had tests done. They may need more tests, but whatever it is, they are willing, very much willing to work with you to help you feel better. Am I right so far?
Yeah.
You got it.
I'd say right on. You know, I think a lot of people who went into the field of chiropractic, our passion is really helping people. I mean, I think you'll be hard-pressed to find a chiropractor who went into the field and whose motivation is money. Most of us came into it because we were injured at a time and we were helped by chiropractic, and we want nothing more than to pass that along to another population or generation and show them that there are natural ways of helping yourself and of being helped. So I think, in all, it's a very caring field of people who really just care about people.
Okay, so this is where a little humor is always done on This Is Libby. So the Karate Kid, you remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
And the man claps his hands and lays them on his injured body and he gets up and wins the fight? Is it something like that? Really? I told you there was humor.
There's a little bit more than that, but you're on the right track.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Being on the right track is all I care about.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so now, how about, let's do some question and answer things. Fitness. When somebody comes to see you, their fitness level is obviously very significant. What do you usually see? One of the things you suggest to them if they're not fit, especially if they've been injured and they're trying to get back?
Well, I'll say that's one of the hardest things that, you know, when talking with someone is trying to get them to incorporate into making some changes is the fitness aspect of things. And a lot of times it is very simple things that you do not need a gym membership for. If you did nothing other than stretch a couple of times a week, you are going to make a huge, huge difference in your spine and in your overall health. That's going to make some lasting changes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask because I wasn't going to go here until a little later, but I cannot help myself. Now, if you suggest that fitness makes a difference and you have suggestions for a person to help themselves, help you help them, and you say, you know what, you could lose a few pounds. You could lose a few pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at you like everybody else took and said that to me as well. But you're hurting bad enough and you need to lose a few pounds.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of gimmicks out here to make sure people want to lose a few pounds. Oh, hey, this is Libby. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Anna.
Anna!
How are you?
I am so good. Glowing in the dark and the light is what I'm doing. Do you have comments or insights or questions for Dr. Doug and Dr. Scott?
I do. I have an elderly mother, and I just want to know what kind of information they could possibly share in terms of helping to take care of our elders when it comes to fitness. I do get her to the gym periodically, but she feels like going, and I make her do things that she can do for herself. And sometimes I feel bad about that, but I know that it's a way to keep her going and to keep her moving. And I tell her that so she doesn't think that I mean and just, you know, not wanting to do something. But can you share some light as to how we can do this without feeling guilty or bad or sad about herself for helping the one our seniors to do better?
After all, it is her mama.
Yeah. It is.
You want to push a little bit. No, you're definitely doing the right thing. You know, motion is life. And, you know, a lot of times if we're talking, you know, getting out there and just doing some moving, getting into the pool is probably the easiest way for someone who's up there in years to still continue to get that movement, because it's really easy on the joints. They can still get some really good ranges of motion.
But it provides resistance, too.
Sure.
So
absolutely. And if she's not seeing a chiropractor, it is never too late to get her to one, because I'll tell you, we see people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and continue to help them, you know, with balance is always an issue, and just helping them to continue to move, because like I said, movement is the key, and you're not going to be able to move as well if your spine and joints are restricted.
How about, does your mom have arthritis?
Yeah, she does. She has a few ailments, but she seems to be, and I have been getting her to the pool. She enjoys the water, but sometimes the water is just a wee bit too cool for her. But nonetheless, she still goes, and it's still, you know, and I'm happy about that. But, you know, the other ailments kind of come and go, arthritis, the fibromyalgia, has problems with the back as well. So, yeah, a few things it sounds like perhaps we might be able to come visit a chiropractor.
Absolutely, and it sounds like you're on the right track. I mean, it sounds like you're doing all of the right things.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel so good.
After all,
your affirmation.
Because that is your mama.
That's right. It's my mama.
Now, let me ask you this. Is your mother one of those, I was kind of laughing with this thing, but I'm kind of sad too, because is your mom one of those people who only the physician can tell her what you're telling her?
Well, yeah, that was at first, but the more she sees I know what I'm talking about, the more she's starting to listen to me. This is why I'm making this call, because now we might try to start talking about a chiropractor, because she mentioned about having some pains in her spine just today.
Take it to Dr. Doug. He'll put her in line. He'll boss around a little bit for her so you don't have to.
But to answer your question, Libby, yes. If it doesn't come from the doctor, then nobody else knows what they're talking about.
I see what you're saying. Well, all of you hold on right there, because this is very important. Blood sugar, you know, we talk about blood sugar sometimes. Type 2 diabetes is a serious chronic health threat in America. It affects tens of millions of people. Many people who have the disease don't know it. Diabetes can cause health problems such as heart disease, strokes, amputations, and blindness. Talk to your doctor. Get screened if you're at risk, and learn how to avoid becoming one of the millions of new cases of diabetes every year. You can prevent type 2 diabetes. A message from CDC and HHS. Now, both of you physicians, and thank you so much, Anna.
You're welcome.
The diabetic thing is a serious component. Amputees, do you work with them as well? Do you ever have that opportunity? Do you work with them?
I haven't had any amputees for leg amputees, but I've had upper extremity amputees who come in, and a lot of times it's balance related. Actually, every person that's come in, it's from a traumatic, like a factory injury or something like that. And they have a lot of nerve pain. There is some relief that I have without doubt gotten for some of these people with some of their pain, but it's tough functionally because, at least with the people I've worked with, they have so much damage because of their injuries. We're just trying to help them get through life and manage their pain. And, you know, that's not the optimal goal. The optimal goal would be functional and restorative
no
care,
question.
But, you know, there are limitations to our bodies, and sometimes you got to deal with those. So that's been my experience as far, and it depends on the person, though. Like we were saying, I mean, what the person's goals are and where we're going with that. An athletic person who's, you know, overcoming an amputation and wants to, you know, go back and run a triathlon is going to have different goals than a person who was injured in a forklift accident and doesn't want to do anything but sit on a couch for the rest of their life.
Feel sorry.
Yep. So it just depends on the person and what their goals are and where they, how much they want to put into it, I think. And, you know, I don't know what Dr. Doug has had with that, but...
Well, what do you say, Dr. Doug?
Yeah, to get back to your question, we have seen a couple of people who've had the amputations for the lower leg due to diabetes. More often, though, we see a lot of diabetic neuropathy.
Now, what is that?
That is where you're getting the numbness and tingling and pain in the hands or feet, more often in the legs and in the feet due to diabetes. And that is definitely a bigger, I guess, problem or concern that we see coming in a lot more often into the office, because people want to know if it's due to diabetes, is this due to something in my back? And in that case, there is definitely certain things that we can do to help someone with that numbness and tingling in their feet.
Okay, because what you're saying, and let me make sure I'm reading you right, when somebody is in a diabetic state, their nerves are affected because of the overload of sugar, correct?
Yes.
So literally getting on their nerves. And no, I mean, listen, Louise Hay. Has a wonderful book. She's had it out for years. And she says that your physical body will reflect what's going on with your spiritual walk. So if something is getting on your nerves because you're too sweet, maybe you need to... Nah, that's in Libby's. That's Libby's analogy. Now I'm going there. Yeah, so somebody getting on your nerves because you're too good and too sweet. And it shows up as diabetes, and literally your nerves in your hands and your feet are tingling and not tingling and connecting and not connecting, then you knowing that can certainly be of a great help to them. And then you're going to look them in the eye and smile that wonderful smile, Dr. Doug, and say, you need to let go of the Hershey bars, baby. You got to let go of the gummy bears, you know. You can't do the juju beans anymore. So, no, for real, aren't I telling you the truth?
Absolutely.
And they look over their glasses and say, all right, and go right to the next little strip across from your offices and pick up something in the...
That's right, the chocolate store across the street.
There you go. There you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. We're just telling the truth.
That is the truth.
That is the truth. So now I'm knowing that the nerve connection is the most important feature, you've got lots of good notes to share. What is it you brought to share with us at the table? You've got those on your papers, and if you want, I'll pick one.
But well, I have a point that I, you know, we had talked before the show about some of the things that that I thought would be important for a listener or anyone to know. And one of the questions came up with, what would someone do to avoid a crisis, or how would a person avoid, you know, some type of low back crisis or a neck pain crisis? You know, obviously there's things that you can't avoid, a car accident or something, but the day-to-day things are really probably the most common patient complaint that we see. They, you know, they bend over to pick up their laundry basket, or they bend over to, you know, their gardening, and they go to pick up a group of flowers, you know, something that weighs half a pound, and they can't stand up. How does that happen? Why did that, you know, half an ounce flower throw your back out? And the fact is, usually it's not a car accident that causes it. Maybe way down the road it did, but it's usually life, the stresses of life, you know, dealing with wear and tear on our bodies and not responding to those appropriately with exercise and fitness and stretching and taking care of our backs and bodies. So spending time and setting aside time every day for wellness, spiritual, emotional, mental and physical wellness.
Are you telling me take a nap?
You can take a nap.
Well.
Not right now. Wait till the show's over.
Oh, no. There's nothing about me wants to sleep right now. My energy levels are too high. But I do want to ask you both, since you brought up that thing where you've just lifted the couch and moved it to the window side of the wall because that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. And yet you turn around and lift up the ashtray and can't bend up again. What's that about?
Well, typically you'll do that.
Okay, just one second. Sure. Let me do this. Hold on to your thought for me, okay? You see, TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. We go where you go. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, and also on your smartphone or tablet. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com for the podcast and blogs. Listen live and participate by calling 1-877-932-9766. Stay right there. Dr. Doug has an insight for you. You don't want to miss this. Coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I'm Jack Harris, president and publisher of The Minority Communicator, serving cities in Ohio as the Dayton, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Columbus Communicator. We offer you news, editorial, health, religion, sports, entertainment, and so many other things that we can offer you with a black perspective. We are located at 85 East Gay Street, Suite 808 in Columbus. Phone number is 614-781-1160. Website is communicatornews.com.
This is Salif Diarra, a local health worker in a remote village in Mali, West Africa. This is Mori, a child who survived malaria because of Salif's efforts. This is Bintu, a grateful mother, one of many in Salif's village. This is you, becoming part of the story. Help local health workers like Salif make the good go even further. Visit goodgoes.org to see the many ways you can help. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
I'm a champion, realize Shaq's mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
A baby changes everything. What you buy, how you do your taxes, the car you choose. But don't panic. The Consumer Information Center has free government info on all these subjects and more. Call toll-free 1-888-8-PUEBLO. That's 1-888-8-PUEBLO. And help's on the way, right away, even if you don't have a baby.
I'm Tammy. I got your lucky number, heard exclusively on Conversating the AM at 11:11 a.m. Mondays and Fridays. Make sure you tune in for your lucky number. Punch in talktainmentradio.com and click on Listen Live and listen for your lucky number.
We've got the power.
Talktainmentradio.com, the world's greatest radio. This is Libby. I'm Libby. And with us here at the table are Dr. Scott Goslin and Dr. Doug Endel, and they are chiropractors. And they're giving us their insights on how to feel better. Yeah, feel better. So you may join in on the conversation by calling 1-877-932-9766 and talk with them if you choose. And make sure that you listen to what they're saying to you, because it's something that I've said to you before. Sometimes you wait till you just can't do anything else. You know that old statement, I've done all I can do and I can't do no more? That's usually when you go see them. And then they tell you something with very good common sense and love in their eyes, and they'll say, now this is what I want you to do. And they literally can put their hands on you to start to help you to feel better. Dr. Doug, share us the insight. Share that with us.
Well, before the break, you were just talking about what is the deal with bending over to pick up an ashtray when yesterday I moved the furniture all around the house.
Yes.
And we see that all the time. Someone will come in aching and moaning and groaning, all bent over in pain, and they'll tell us that this just happened a couple hours ago or this just happened yesterday. And unfortunately, we'll do an exam, maybe take some x-rays, and we'll have to tell them, look, this has actually been going on 10, 15, 20 years, and it was just bending over to pick up that pencil or that vacuum that actually set the trigger off. So a lot of times it may seem like it was something very insignificant, but it's just been years of abusing your body or what we call micro traumas, you know, little traumas over a long period of time that have kind of added up, and now you're in the predicament that you're in.
Do we get signals from our bodies when we're micro messing up.
Absolutely. The easiest way, and this is very comical, because Dr. Scott and I will go out into the community, and part of what we'll do is maybe look at someone's posture. And I guarantee
you. You know what? He just made me stand straight up.
That's what everybody says.
Straight up, just soldier. Hello.
And I guarantee if everyone went in front of a mirror right now and stood up how they normally stood up, your body is telling you right now, my head is up on the left side, my shoulder's coming up, I'm leaning over to one way. And we look at ourselves every day in the mirror and we don't notice it until someone points it out to us.
Okay, so now stay off the high heel shoes. I'm telling you. No, for real. I'm not hard-headed, but I know. You all know what I'm talking about.
You love your shoes. I know that.
Man. But how about now, you just said we look in the mirror and we see that we're not doing, you know, one side's not and one side is. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what if that just, I stand that way because that feels good. Now, what do you say to that?
I would say that feels good because your posture's off as a result of spinal imbalance. And so once we would start to balance out your spine, your posture is going to automatically change, and you're going to be standing up straighter than you ever thought you could.
Okay, now this is where I'm going to go with this. We ain't going to spend a lot of time on it, but I got to go ahead and say so. Posture is one thing. Mm-hmm. But if the clothes that our children are wearing, you know, they're walking like penguins because their pants are too low, or they're wearing clothes that are absolutely too tight, you know, I'm not picking on anybody. I'm very concerned about this. There's a lot of stuff that's going on right now with our young people. I'll call them young people. There's some older people doing it, too. And they're walking down the streets like, or in anywhere like penguins. Are they going to come and see you when they're older?
Well, they're affecting their posture for sure. And they're creating poor mechanical habits is what it comes down to. So, I mean, with anything, repetition is how your body learns. So if you keep treating your body and walking in a way, because regardless of what, you know, if it's because you're wearing bad shoes, or if it's because you're limping from a hurt knee, or you're walking like that on purpose because your pants are on the ground, it's going to cause your body to respond to that after a while.
And I would say clothes is a big part of it, but accessories is probably the bigger part of it.
Don't you talk about my big earrings. I'm telling you now, you stepping on toes up in.
I'm not talking earrings. I'm talking cell phones. Think about it. You see people walking down the street every day, all day long, looking down.
Right.
That has a huge impact on the neck and the rest of the back. And you know, people don't know it until, you know, we're seeing young kids coming into the office with their necks as straight as an arrow from looking down all day, either at the computer or your cell phone.
Oh, so let's keep it moving. It's not my earrings. Thank you very much. Now, we'll just keep it moving. So there are other habits, and you're saying the body literally remembers. The cells have memory, and they are remembering that this is the way I'm supposed to do it, even though this is not the way I was built to do it. Correct?
Correct.
So I'll just move it to just for a second. You know, our headsets are on our ears all the time, and the music is huge when you're in your car or at home. So eventually the people who take care of ears are going to be very, very busy with that generation, or two or three or four, like what you're saying, correct? So kind of paralleling that behavior. So our postures literally make a difference in how soon we'll have to come and see you.
Absolutely.
So big business knows this, and they know that those cell phones are not going anywhere. They know that they're making money selling the cell phones and the headsets and all the audio devices and things that make you slump over. Lord help us talk about shoulders right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can we get headaches from our bad posture? It just come up.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Because that nerve connection thing,
I would literally say probably 30 to 40% of people who come into my practice to get relief, one of their primary complaints is headaches. And migraine headaches, you know, people think, well, I've had a sinus headache my whole life. It's always allergies, and I just take this or that for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that it's rarely the case that it's a sinus headache. It is, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, the American Medical Association recently published some new articles saying that from their research, they have found that more headaches are what they are based in the neck. So cervicogenic headache is what the name of it is. So a headache that is essentially because of neck problems. So tension in the neck, posture in the neck, how the muscles of the neck anchor into the head or the base of the skull. producing tenderness or pain in that area, you know, right behind the ears. The body's all connected, and so how that tension manifests itself can very easily be a headache in a person.
You all are so busy.
We're very busy.
You're very busy. But I'm, you know, I have this thing about being played. And anyone who knows Libby knows that I can't stand for somebody to be played. Look at all the money that is being just stuffed in pockets because they are encouraging people over and again to do something that is absolutely not a part of the plan of the Creator. Remember, we looked behind mm-hmm. the Creator's eyes. Mm-hmm. He set it up so that your spine would sit a certain way to support you a certain way, correct?
Absolutely.
And then things are being done, sold to us. We're being convinced that it's necessary. You're driving in your car. Don't go there with the, don't go there. Yes, I will go there too. Your head is down so you can't see the road. But in the meantime, you're actually damaging your body so that these gentlemen have to see you and tell you that you got a headache because you've been a headache.
Absolutely. And you're talking about, you know, the curves of the spine.
Right.
And there's a lot of people who call those the arcs of life, because if those arcs, if those curves of the spine are not in proper balance, you're going to have all kinds of sickness, disease, and early death.
Shut up.
For real.
You know what? I always do this. I'm so sorry, but I'm not sorry. I always tell the guests at our table to shut up. They make me go there. But you know what? That doesn't, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, when you go to the grocery store, the pharmacies, how many headache medications there are? And they're shaking their head like crazy. You all should see this.
It's disgusting.
Oh, but you go to the pharmacy or the typical normal drug stores. Did I say that right? Yeah, I don't care how I said it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And all you see are rows, like three levels of pain medication that will stop the headache, quit the headache, get the headache, hold the headache, hold it down for you. And they even got this commercial where the guy's on an airplane talking about he got a headache. Now, I can't imagine having a headache when I'm on a plane going somewhere to have some fun. But this guy's got a headache and he slumped over. Let me ask you this. When you all are anywhere, does it tear you up to see people bent over like that? Or have you numbed yourself out like I've done it?
I can't go shopping anymore. My wife, it drives her nuts because I'll look at someone in front of me and there I'll be all slumped over and walking a certain way and I'll be able to tell her he's got left shoulder pain, right hip pain, probably headaches. We can't not look at it and probably get an idea of what's going on with that person.
What about you? Same thing? Or have you shut down?
No, I don't. I mean, I'm a human. I have empathy for people's problems. I'm a human, like all of us, you know? I'm very empathetic to people's situations, but my thing is I don't have a problem with someone being naive to the problem. You know, they don't know any better. They don't know how to fix it. But what really bothers me is when I'm telling somebody, you know, please stop doing this. You're hurting your body. You're hurting yourself. This is only going to get worse. And I see them walking around doing something. And they're doing the exact same thing I just purposefully and specifically asked them not to do to try to help themselves. You know, it drives me crazy, but it's their life. So, you know,
I'll see you in my office.
Yeah, they'll repeat business, I guess. But you know, I care about people, and I genuinely want people to do the best that they can for themselves. And maybe I care too much about people, but you know, I try to not let that affect me, and you know, come home with me at night. But I just want people to know there's a better way of doing things to help them get through the day and function and do the things that maybe they are not able to do because they're not listening to what their body's telling them.
Now, this is where I grit my teeth since I can't pull my hair. Children's posture is horrible right now. You see it every day. One, immediately my first mind is, remember we talked about diabetes, okay? The mm-hmm. children are too heavy. So naturally they've got the round shoulders and the slumped neck because they have headsets on too and cell phones in their hands as well. And constantly doing their thumbs. I don't know what kind of work you guys are going to be doing on folks' hands, but there's something about the thumb at some point in time. It's not natural to force it to be that way all the time. So here's the children walking around here with bad posture. That's when I have to just take a deep breath and grit my teeth and buy my fruits and vegetables and just hurry up and get out. See, I was in a hospital setting. It was life support. Okay, so I, like you guys, you don't take it home with you. But when I'm out at a restaurant somewhere, you know, it's hard for me to watch somebody eat a piece of steak because I don't know if they're going to, you know, and I got to go to work. See what I mean? Just didn't chew well enough. Come on now. You got 30 some odd teeth in your mouth. Take your time and chew it. It ain't going to go nowhere. You paid for it. You know, and it just ticks me off when I see children and they're stuffing their little faces with the, well, I'll go on and go there because you know I'll go there, with the fast food. It's fast coming to them and it's fast going down. Mm-hmm. And then they're sitting in those car seats, not necessarily the car seats, but they are there too, in the car. And if you know, you paid attention like I did, that the car seats that we sit in now are round. Yes. Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
No, it's not you. It's how they are now. Yeah, they force you into they call it a flexion dominant position. You're curled up into like a little fetal position because apparently someone thought that was comfortable. I don't know.
Now, I'm going to go on and do it anyway.
Do it, Libby.
If the problem is coming from somewhere, who's writing the checks to create the problem that sends us to you all? See what I'm saying?
Oh.
Can't stand to be played. Because that's ridiculous. I have memories of being a child. And yes, I was. And when our daddy's car was alive and well, it was a big old thing. And when you sat back, your shoulders were square. Four children and your shoulders were still square. Crunched, but square. But now I paid attention to that the car seats that they make for these wonderful new cars are rounded in the shoulders.
Not only that, but you're in a car seat from the time you're born till 16, and then they just give you a car.
Yeah.
They're constantly changing the regulations, and kids are in a car seat for much longer periods than they used to be when we were young. On top of the car seats, if you walked into any classroom in America right now, you're going to see kids slouched over with, you know, completely bending forward, just slouching all day. And so if we're sitting in classrooms like this for periods of time, then we go home and we sit on the couch like that, and then we get up in the morning and repeat the same thing. So,
okay, here's what I want you to do, because this is very important. Mm-hmm. One, first and foremost, I'm going to say thank you for being here with me. All of us here at the table have learned. We've been shaken by what you've told us. Two, I'm going to ask you to consider, come back to the table with us again.
Absolutely.
And how do we reach you if we want to reach you now? Do you have a website or that we can go to?
We do. Dr. Doug and I set up a website, columbuscairoradio.com. And, you know, anyone who's listening out there, anywhere over the world, is welcome to visit that website. On that website, you'll find that there are a couple of links. Dr. Doug's office and my office have a couple of links there you can click on and go to our direct websites. Our phone number is on there. And, you know, like we were saying, our passion is really helping people. And we kind of have a slogan for this. And it's always free to talk to the doctor. We would love, love to have anyone out there call us, ask us questions, come in for a free consultation. Just sit down. If you're apprehensive, you're afraid for something, talk to us and we'll, see if it's right for you, see if it's the right choice for you, and if it's something that would benefit you. Because we don't want to waste your time, your money. We want to help people. So columbuscairoradio.com, and you'll get some more information there.
Mm-hmm. You got any words to say you want to share?
Well, just to piggyback off of what Dr. Scott's saying, our offices, there is not enough education in doctors' offices right now. And so that is what we want to be for our communities, as a resource center, somewhere to come in and be able to just get some information on what is going to help you live a healthier life.
Well, I think that's what we're going to do here at the table. I'm going to ask you to come back and let's get some more information out there, okay? Because you see, TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. It is radio the way it should be heard.
Oh, This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby. Heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached?
You got the power. Radio, the way it should be heard.